Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Number of things you look forward to talking about this show. One of them being the story I read yesterday about mental health. And in particular, there is some belief now that there's a whole bunch of people seeking out therapists that don't necessarily need a therapist. They just need someone to talk to. They need a friend. There are so many people, so many Americans, that just don't have a friend that they interact with, another human being they interact with, that they're seeking out therapy to get the perfectly normal human need met of having someone to talk to. That's why there's such a lack of therapists out there, which is a pretty interesting notion. That we're all paying to have close friends to talk to because we don't have them anymore, which is highly troubling. Anyway, we'll get to more on that later. Wanted to give you a little flavor of Chris Christie from his town hall last night on the day that the former governor of New Jersey announced he's running for president again. A little flavor of his strategy here.
I've seen some of the press coverage of me getting ready to run. And there's this thing like, Christie doesn't really care about winning. All he cares about doing is destroying Trump. Now, let me ask you something. How are those two things mutually exclusive? If I came out here and rails for 15, 20 minutes about Nikki Haley, you all would leave going, is he nuts? Hasn't he, like, read the papers? Doesn't he know Trump's leading? There is one lane to the Republican nomination, and he's in front of it. And if you want to win, you better go right through him. Because let me guarantee you something from knowing him for 22 years, everybody. He's going to try to go through me. And he's going to try to go through Ron and Nikki and Tim and anybody else who stands in his way. And you've watched this show. I mean, to me, this show looks like it's on reruns now. This is like watching Seinfeld.
I thought that was really interesting, him taking on that whole, he's just in it to be a wrecking ball and take on Trump. Well, if you want to get the nomination, the guy that's going to stop you from getting the nomination is Donald Trump. So, yeah, I guess I'll take on the guy that is the main thing standing in my way, which is a pretty good angle on that. Chris Christie, as Joe was just saying last hour, is really good at talking, which is a pretty good qualification for running for president. Now, Mark Thiessen in the Washington Post is a really good observer of Republican politics. He had a breakdown of the Republican electorate in his column that laid out this way, which I thought was pretty good. He believes, looking at polling, that about 25% of Republicans are hardcore Trump supporters, about 25%, which, by the way, might be enough alone to get you the nomination. Then you've got about 50% who are Trump-friendly, but not really hardcore Trump supporters. They would go with somebody else given the opportunity, but, you know, if Trump's the guy, that's fine, which is a big number of people. Then you've got about 25% of Republicans that are never Trumpers. They're just not going to vote for Trump no matter what. If those numbers are correct, and they probably aren't far off, it's going to be hard for Donald Trump to lose, especially if he gets ahead of steam coming up out of Iowa and New Hampshire. Oh, and there's a reason Chris Christie kicked off in New Hampshire last night. He doesn't think Iowa is his place to stop Trump and make a run is going to be in New Hampshire. Have we fixed Joe's microphone? I hear it clicking around. Good.
Not exactly. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working from the home studio today, partly because we're having a giant landscaping project done. And evidently they put a shovel right through the master internet line. So that's just delightful. Of course, it wasn't
And he's gone. Oh, it was fun while it lasted. Let's get to that next Chris Christie clip where he's taking on Trump a little more directly.
The person I am talking about, who is obsessed with the mirror, who never admits a mistake, who never admits a fault, and who always finds someone else and something else to blame for whatever goes wrong, but finds every reason to take credit for anything that goes right, is Donald Trump.
So that is way more, even though that's not particularly harsh commentary on Donald Trump from Chris Christie, that is more direct than any of the other candidates have been willing to do. Here's a little more.
Whether it's Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Mike Pence or Tim Scott, no one wants to say it. They want to cuddle up next to him, not let him get mad at them, and hope that people say, all right, well, I don't like him, but I'll take one of those. Let me tell you, everybody, if this choice in this primary is between Trump and Trump-like, Trump wins.
And I'm looking up at the TV shows that are following politics today. They're doing their political segment, and everybody's got a little headshot of Chris Christie. As we've said before, the mainstream media is going to love Chris Christie being out there beating up on Donald Trump. So he's going to get outsized coverage. He's going to get way more attention than other 1% candidates are going to get, just because the media has the same feeling about Trump that Chris Christie does, and they're going to want to amplify those statements. So that's how that works. Van Jones, liberal commentator but smart guy on CNN, on Chris Christie's candidacy. This is 92, Michael.
Chris Christie can say whatever he wants to. He has nothing to lose. He is like 0% chance of winning, and he is a household name. So if he continues to do what he's doing, he's not going to get the nomination. But you finally have somebody in this race that's not scared of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he gets any foothold whatsoever. If you buy that idea that you got 25% of Republicans that are never Trumpers, does he get a chunk of those, or are there way too many other options out there? I don't really know. We got a long dang way to go. Long dang way to go. There's going to be, I'm assuming a lull is coming here soon. So we've had, what, 5 people officially get in the race in the last 10 days, with Tim Scott and Chris Christie and Mike Pence and that governor from North Dakota, who I should probably memorize his name. He's officially getting in today, and I think once everybody's in, I think it's 11 now, I think everybody's in, there's going to be a long, dull, not a lot happening here over the next month or so in terms of coverage. I hope. And actually, it's great that we get to cover it as little as we want, because we get to make that decision. Anyway, a lot more on the way that's not presidential politics. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Consumer Cellular offers the best in wireless for up to half the cost of the other guys.
Their 100% U.S.-based customer support is there for you every step of the way, and you can keep your phone and number, and activation is free.
You'll get unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month. Plus, you can add a family member to your plan for just $15 a month per line.
Never worry about dropped calls. Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers, with coverage to over 99% of the nation.
This is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. And also, with Consumer Cellular, you could save up to $250 a year when you switch.
Pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Consumer Cellular.
Dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off.
Dial #250 and say morning show for $25 off Consumer Cellular.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What in the world's going on at the border? Remember all the hubbub around Title 42 going away and the record numbers we're setting week after week after week of people coming across illegally and escaping into the United States? We'll check in on that. It's an interesting story. Nobody seems to be exactly sure why the numbers are what they are. We'll have that in just a little bit. Also, what is the average wedding cost as June is June still wedding season? Is that still a thing or is that like outdated? You know, Michael?
I think it's still a thing, yeah.
You got married in June, didn't you?
No. We went October because it was so expensive.
Oh, that's right. That's a good idea. Well, a lot of people are apparently trying to come up with ways to save money as the average wedding is now $30,000 for the average. We'll go through the breakdown of that in a little bit. But first this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Today is National VCR Day, whatever the heck that means, so this.
The HR7100 video recorder from JVC, a 10-day timer and full-function remote control.
The new Sony Betamax SL5000. It even has remote control and beta scan.
The Sony Betamax is only $699.
Radio Shack has something for everyone, like this compact VHS VCR with 13-function wireless remote control for just $449.95.
Buy the Sanyo Model 3900 for only $599 with high-speed search in forward and reverse, instant freeze framing, remote control, fast rewind, records programs up to 3 days in advance.
Wow, that was that tickled the memory, didn't it? If you're of a certain age, if you're under, like, I don't know what, 45, 40, it means nothing to you. But the Sony Betamax cost like $700 even back in the day. Thing was the size of a horse. Do you remember that? I had a buddy who had one. It was huge. And the 10-day programmable thing. Yeah, you had to be an MIT scientist to figure out how to program one of those things and make it actually work correctly. But that revolutionized entertainment when the VCR finally came out. Came out when I was a young man and I could record Letterman while I was at work and come home and watch it. Because up till then, kids, if a TV show was on at 8 o'clock, you better be sitting in front of your TV at 8 o'clock, or you just weren't going to see it. And there was no way to see it after it aired. You just missed it, and it was over, and it was gone into the ether forever, unless it was in a rerun this summer. Man. Of course, back then, before we could record all the TV shows and had smartphones and computers, everything like that, we spent a lot more time talking to each other and a lot less time committing suicide or doing fentanyl. So perhaps it was better. There's that. The Department of Homeland Security announced yesterday with their end of the month of May numbers. I was having to think what month comes before this one. May is the answer. That arrests along the southern border dropped by 70% since the end of Title 42 last month. Remember, everybody was predicting, including the President of the United States. It wasn't just a, Republican scare tactic or something like that. Democrats were bracing for and trying to lay the groundwork for the expectations of there being just an unbelievable surge at the border. Remember when Joe Biden said it's going to be chaotic for a while? Well, it wasn't. So we were setting records month after month, week after week, day after day of people crossing the border. It looked like thousands and thousands of people were lined up at the border ready to cross the day that Title 42 expired, and what has happened? A drop by 70%. Border officials reported record numbers of crossing attempts just before the pandemic-era policy ended, and then expired, and the administration replaced it with the more restrictions for migrants seeking entry and tougher penalties, in which we mocked, and I thought were mockable, but that's worked, I guess. The tougher penalties, I'm not exactly sure why they work, because we don't actually follow through on any of these things. Border Patrol agents who had been nabbing 10,000 people a day along the southwestern border right before the end of Title 42 are now averaging 3,400 a day since it ended, from 10,000 to 3,400 a day. Now, 10,000 was an insane number, like just cuckoo bananas, what country allows that as a number? 3,400 is still nuts, but it's a heck of a lot better and step in the right direction, not even close to what we should be at. Customs and Border Protection officers who manned the border crossings recorded another 1,370 migrants a day for a total of about close to 5,000 a day. So we still have 5,000 a day that they're nabbing. I don't know how many people are getting across that they don't nab. Of course, those numbers are impossible to know for obvious reasons. Another 1,000 unauthorized migrants per day were allowed to enter via airports as part of the government's new program for Venezuelans, Cubans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans. That's kind of a slightly separate situation. That program, by the way, on its own, has allowed 1.5 million people since October of 2021 to come in, which is obviously a very big number. Homeland Security did not give a breakdown of the repatriations. That's the number of people that we send back to their country. So it's not clear how many people were formally deported. Not a surprise that Homeland Security did not offer up those numbers, because I'm guessing they're not the sort of thing that would make them look good. It's likely that many of these that are known as what as voluntary returns, where a migrant is caught and agrees to be pushed back across the border without a formal deportation, then are free to try to enter again. It's not expected that a whole lot of people do that, really. I'll be darned. So people who have taken the initiative, the agency of their own lives to try to cross the border to pick up and leave everything they've known to start a brand new life, you tell them to go across the border on their own whenever you get around to it, and the belief is that a lot of the people aren't following through with that. That is shocking. I don't know if I can stand the reality of that. I don't know. Do you have a guess why the numbers dropped so much? Everybody's guessing. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC. So I got a buddy. His oldest daughter is getting married here soon, and he's very excited, but he did hit me with the text the other day of he can't believe how expensive it is. He's doing the kind of traditional thing of dad of the bride pays for the wedding. I don't know how, is that the norm, or does that happen with most people?
That's
or?
Generally the norm, yeah.
Is it? Does that actually happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't know these things. But after 2 years of pandemic restrictions on most weddings around the country, now we're back to normal weddings, and the cost is higher than it's ever been. Of course, with inflation, this is not surprising. Couples spent, on average, $30,000 per wedding to get hitched last year. That was up $2,000 from 2021. We can go through the breakdown of some of the costs. Man, that's a lot of money, $30,000. As a divorced guy, I have no advice to give on weddings or marriages whatsoever, obviously. But, man, that's a lot of money. Weddings in the United States and 14 other countries that were surveyed are getting smaller and relying on more vendors as couples contend with rising prices for food, flowers, and staff, the survey found. So the price is at an all-time high of an average of $30,000, even though they're inviting fewer people. Weddings look different than they did before and during the pandemic, which is why they're calling 2023 the year of transformation, said somebody from The Knot. Is it? Is anybody calling it the year of transformation? Is it, are any of your friends saying that? Inflation is the main reason, according to brides and grooms they talk to. Other countries don't spend as much on weddings, according to this. Like in Europe, they spend significantly less on average on their marriages. I wonder what that means culturally. I don't know. Is there a good survey ever done of the divorce rate or happiness quotient of marriages in connection to the amount of money that you spent? Like, the more money you spend, is it more likely you're happy and stay together or less likely? I don't actually know. I have guesses, but again, as a divorce guy, I have no business weighing in probably whatsoever. According to the survey, couples in the United States hired an average of 14 vendors. Different vendors that you got, like, so you got a different person for flowers, different person for food, different person for the photography, sound, all these different things. 14 vendors on average last year compared to 10 worldwide. So we hire more people and spend more money on our weddings. Do you think there's any relationship between the amount of money spent and the likelihood of staying married or being happy? Also a text line question at 415-295-KFTC. All I know is $30,000 is a ton of money, and my buddy was right. Yeah, man is getting married. And what? I think it's kind of like the vet does. I think the vet does sometimes. They try to figure out, like, how much you love your animal and you'd be willing to pay before they tell you what it's going to cost. I think they do the same thing with, like, dads and daughters. Let's see. What did you drive? How are you dressed? What kind of watch are you wearing? Do you seem like the kind of guy? Well, then this is what it costs to have a wedding. Otherwise, it costs this. You going to tell me that doesn't happen? If you missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast. Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
How far will the left go to win 2024? Will they send out more stimulus checks or give away trillions more to left-wing groups? The simple truth is they don't care if your retirement is eroded down to a fraction of its value. They just want to win. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to encourage you to diversify your 401k or IRA out of paper assets and into a physical gold IRA. And the only company I recommend for gold IRAs is conservative-owned Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word HEDGE to 989898 to get their free info kit on gold IRAs. Do this now before Democrats have a chance to legislate away your life savings. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting HEDGE to the number 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. So use your agency. Take action now. Text the word HEDGE to the number 989898.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Cinerama and Tri-Counties Bank presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, featuring live music, food trucks, games, and over 15 local breweries, all in the gardens by the Sundial Bridge on Friday, June 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price of admission includes your first beer and a commemorative Cruise by the Bridge cup. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out. Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 16th. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark McCabe and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
The number of donors you need to have from however many different states and all that sort of stuff to keep Chris Christie off the stage. Because they're worried that he will go on and bludgeon the heck out of some of the other candidates. I don't know if I buy that, because I think the only candidate he's really out to bludgeon is Donald Trump, and I think the RNC is going to be trying to keep Trump from being the nominee, but I'm not sure about that either. Anyway, one of the requirements for all of them is you have to take a pledge that if you're not the nominee, you pledge to support, endorse, whatever that it means, the Republican nominee. And if you'll remember, famously, I think it was the very first debate when Trump ran the first time around, they said, will everyone endorse the nominee, whoever it is? And the only one who didn't raise his hand out of 100 people was Donald Trump, saying, it depends. And he's been saying the same thing this time around. So it's not only Donald Trump you have to wonder if he would support the nominee. How about the other candidates that have been saying that Donald Trump is unfit, like Chris Christie? So Chris Christie was asked on the whole pledge thing. He said, I'll be on the debate stage and I will take the pledge that the RNC puts in front of me just as seriously as Trump did in 2015, 2016. And one pundit tweeted out, I wonder how the RNC is going to handle that. Yeah. Chris Christie isn't going to pledge to support Donald Trump either. So, I don't know. That whole thing may have gone out the window already. Different topic. That dam blew up in Ukraine. It was in Russia-controlled Ukraine at the time. And the New York Times is out with a story today saying it happened from the inside of the dam, and our intelligence believes it was the Russians that did it. But here's a little bit on the, ABC News report on this yesterday.
It's a catastrophe unfolding on Ukraine's southern front line. Explosions rupturing the Novokhovka Dam running across Ukraine's vast Dnipro River. Water cascading through, causing widespread flooding, sparking fresh concerns about the safety of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. War-ravaged communities now underwater. Ukrainian officials working to evacuate thousands of people. Fears of an ecological disaster, with water contamination threatening a vast ecosystem. Ukraine accusing Russian forces who control the area around the dam of deliberately blowing it up. Ukraine's top diplomat saying the Kremlin did it to disrupt a Ukrainian advance. Today, the Kremlin blaming Ukraine. The White House not able to say conclusively what happened.
The National Review has got a story out today. The Ukrainian dam is an atrocity, not a disaster, with a lot of people referring to it as a disaster, like something that just happens. And it wasn't something that just happened. It was an act of war, and an illegal act of war, if that matters at all at this point, and I'm not sure that it does. It was an atrocity, not a disaster. ABC goes on with the report on this.
The ruptured dam normally holding back as much water as Utah's Great Salt Lake in a 150-mile-long reservoir, supplying drinking water and hydroelectricity to the region, and water to cool the reactors of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant upriver.
The UN's nuclear watchdog saying in just 2 days' time, there might not be enough water left in the reservoir to replenish water reserves at the nuclear plant, but the facility has its own storage of water to hopefully remain safe for months.
So the New York Times out with the latest story. As I mentioned, their reporting is that our intelligence says it was the Russians that blew it up, and there are all kinds of reasons it would be the Russians, and there's no reason that makes any sense why the Ukrainians would want to blow this up themselves, since it is going to hamper their counteroffensive attempts to cross the river and flooding a bunch of their towns. As it says in the New York Times, it just keeps coming. rescuers reaching inundated neighborhoods, low-lying areas of Kherson where water was absolutely, well, their homes are completely underwater, and towns just disappearing in the flood. Tucker Carlson, though, remember him? He used to have the number one show in all of cable news. And then he dropped a C-bomb on one of his own executives, according to reports, and that got him fired from Fox. But he is back now, apparently, with his Twitter show or Twitter segments or however he's going to do it. He is not buying the narrative that I just laid out about the dam there in Ukraine, and I'm just kind of interested in this. As a guy who watched Tucker every single night, this is kind of the first time he's back since he got fired, commenting on the news of the day. How about clip 30 there, Michael?
The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government. It currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself. Oh.
So there you go. Tucker, as he often does, taking the counter view to what most people are taking. And the information did come out a couple of days ago that we have intelligence that shows the Ukrainians did blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. And that we knew about it actually for a while, that they were planning on it and apparently didn't do a lot to stop them. But I remember at the time we thought, well, you could see why the Ukrainians might want to do that. It was not that hard to come up with a reason why that might benefit them to blow that up. It is impossible, to my mind, to come up with a reason why they would want to blow up this dam. And I'm looking at the video here of some of the towns that are just, I mean, the water is up to the roofs. Is it roofs or roofs? Do you know, Michael?
I believe it's roofs.
Katie Green, you're our expert news person. What's the plural of roofs?
Oh,
is it roofs?
I've been saying roofs.
Well, it's probably that then. I'm back.
I'm hoping.
Did you know this? We learned this a couple of years ago. Did you know that the plural of beef is beeves?
It
actually
roofs.
Is. Look it up.
It's roofs. We're wrong. R-O-O-F-S.
Wow.
Roofs.
So it's roofs. But beeves. I've got a beef with you. Actually, I have several beeves with you. Is it the actual proper grammar on that? But it's roofs. Okay.
Roofs, yes.
Okay, well, thank you for that. The water is up to the roofs there in a lot of Ukraine. It's hard to imagine how that benefits the Ukrainians. But there you go. So Tucker is back, and I don't know. Well, I myself, as a viewer, I got to ask myself. So I watched at least the first segment of Tucker every single night for the last several years. Didn't always agree with what he said. Very clever writer. Often hilarious. Will I check him out if he starts to have regular Twitter content? I don't even know if I will or not. But I'll report back. And if he says anything insightful and hilarious, we'll have that for you, as we always did. Stay with us. Much more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Summer is here, and this year, get more free time to actually enjoy it with our friends at HelloFresh.
Yeah, figuring out what's for dinner is not the top of anyone's summer activity wish list, but with delicious HelloFresh recipes delivered right to your door, pre-portioned and ready to cook, skip the planning and shopping, get back to doing, well, whatever you want this summer. I know we're always finding something new to enjoy with HelloFresh.
In fact, HelloFresh's ingredients are picked at peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your doorstep in just 7 days.
Plus, it's 25% less expensive than takeout, and HelloFresh isn't just for dinner. From a finger food snack board to kid-friendly s'mores bundle, new summer selections available from HelloFresh Market are a hit at parties and a cinch to serve.
So why not take it easy this summer with America's number one meal kit? Sign up today for 16 free meals plus free shipping with the code ARMSTRONG16 at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG16. Remember that code ARMSTRONG16 at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG16.
Home title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, I think I called Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a nut job earlier in the show, and I suppose I will stand by that. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I don't know. I'm kind of flighty that way. But he was on Mike Tyson's. Yes, Mike Tyson has a podcast. And if you're running for president, you need to go on the Mike Tyson podcast, that like RFK Jr. did. And he was talking about how the CIA killed his dad. In 1968, on yesterday's date, actually, was the anniversary. I suppose that's why he was talking about it. Anyway, there's no other indication that the CIA did kill his dad, and I think it's a bit of a weird conspiracy theory. But one of the reasons that a lot of people are gravitating toward RFK Jr. is he is a, we're gonna control the border. We're not gonna let people just cross the border guy. And here he is with a video that he released on Twitter. He's down at the border near Yuma, Arizona. Watching people come across the border.
We've watched about 150 people come across in the last hour. The first group were about 50 or 60 people from Africa, from West Africa. This group that is filing behind me right now, we interviewed many of them. They're from Peru, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, India, China, Tibet, Nepal, and all together, people have come across right here from 117 nations in the last couple of years.
You know, if he would lay off the stuff about the CIA killing his dad, I think he would get an even bigger foothold than he's already gotten, and he has a pretty good foothold, toehold. At about 20% that he's polling among people running against their own party's leader. Yeah, that doesn't usually happen. But he's right about everything he said there at the border, and it's crazy that we allow that to happen. So we'll see how much attention he gets for that. I don't know if I have time to get into this in full here, but, man, I got deep into this article yesterday. I've talked a lot about... people I know, well, I'll be vague for now, people I know and are close to me that have had all kinds of different therapy about all kinds of different issues over a number of years. And I'm not a therapy is useless guy, but I'll tell you what, a lot of it isn't. A lot of it doesn't get you anything. It costs a lot of money. You take a lot of time. You got a lot of emotion tied up in the idea of it's going to help you or your brother or your kid or whatever else. And a lot of times it doesn't. Like I said, I'm not a blanket, it's worthless guy. But anyway, I was reading this article, The Psychotherapy Myth. And I'll just read it, and you can determine for yourself. Contrary to the claims of the psychotherapy myth, humans can be resilient and tough-minded. They can suffer the slings and arrows of life without expensive interventions from experts. It lists the movies, TV shows, actors, actresses, songs, everything. From the chatter at cocktail parties to the advertisements on popular podcasts, therapy pervades modern culture. And with it, a myth, the psychotherapy myth. Like other myths, the psychotherapy myth is not the product of one or even a few geniuses, and talk about Freud and this, that. It lingers over our culture. We breathe it from birth. It is so ubiquitous that it is virtually invisible. Indeed, many who have absorbed it and whose worldviews are shaped by it would not explicitly endorse it, may even explicitly reject it. It's just a part of the air we breathe, the food we eat now, the idea that if something bad happens in your life, well, I'll just read what they say. The chief content of this myth is that people often cannot process or work through adverse events and traumas. Abuses, breakups, firings, humiliations, and sometimes even repress the memories because they are too painful for the psyche to assimilate. But repressed or poorly processed traumas do not simply subside. They fester, they spread, they cause other psychological pain, maladaptive behaviors. You know, you're going to drink, you're going to drug, you're going to eat too much, you're going to take it out on your next relationship, all these different sorts of things. These are unhealed psychic wounds. And that the only way you can get past these things is by paying a trained professional. And I read that article and then looked at some of the feedback on the comment section on Twitter and various other places where people were commenting on this. And I just wonder if the pendulum is starting to swing back a little bit from the everything bad that ever happens to you in your life needs to be dealt with through therapy to a... maybe this is just part of life. Human beings have evolved to be able to handle this sort of thing. And, yeah, it's just a process that everyone has to go through. Find it fascinating that maybe the most famous proponent of therapy, if you're my age, was Woody Allen. All Woody Allen movies in the 70s revolved around him laying on a couch talking to a therapist, right? His memoir that came out a couple of years ago where he says after, I think he said, 60 years of therapy? He said after 60 years of therapy, he's not sure it's done him one bit of good. That was pretty fascinating. And I certainly know plenty of people, and again, I'll be vague for reasons I can't even get into, about people I know really, really well who've had a lot of therapy around a lot of issues and would also say they're not sure it's done any good. Are we designed to be able to handle getting our heart broken or losing a job or something much worse than that? A death, a trauma of some sort on our own and be able to survive it? I think it's got to be true that most of the time, yes, right? Most of the time? I certainly would never say all of the time. There aren't horrifying things that for certain personality types that need trained professionals. Of course, finding a trained professional that is going to help you is a whole other category. There's an awful lot of trained professionals out there that just aren't that good. Some of them are good, some of them aren't. The ones that are good make a lot of money. Actually, the ones that aren't very good, I think, probably can make a lot of money, too. Because of what that article talks about, because it pervades our society so much, and it's just an accepted belief everywhere that the answer for whatever problem is going on in, you know, your life, your family's life, whatever, is that you need some trained therapist. They're so busy. We've talked about this a lot. The Wall Street Journal had an article about it. Hardly anybody takes insurance anymore. They take cash only. They don't have to. They can work as many hours. Most therapists can work as many hours as they want to because they have so many clients coming to them because of this universal belief that we all need this for whatever thing has happened in our lives. And at least for now, unless the pendulum does swing back, you want a career where you're going to be able to make a living, probably practically anywhere you want to live, get some sort of whatever degree you got to get in being a therapist. Because at least for now, there are way more people seeking therapy that can find it. And again, you don't have to take insurance and you work as many hours as you want to, but I don't know. I'd be interested in people weighing in on this. If you think it was absolutely indispensable in your life, or your kid's life, or your mom's life, the therapy, feel free to argue for that. Or the other side, if you feel like you've tried it a whole bunch and you'd have been just as fine getting through it on your own, or just talking to friends about it. That's how I got started on this story. More on that in a second. Here's the text line, 415-295-KFTC. 415-295-KFTC. I got started on this story. I was reading last night. I came across this headline where there is some belief now that this big move toward needing a therapist, everybody needing a therapist, is that we're all so disconnected that we don't have any friends that we talk to. So, throughout history, perhaps human beings got through various slings and arrows of life that everybody suffers by having a group of friends or family members that they talk to, and talking therapy just kind of happened with those people, and you were able to get through it. And now, especially with younger people, that you have no real connections, you have you got some people that you text, or some Facebook friends that you check out their profile on a regular basis, but no people that you actually get together with and talk to regularly. We're hiring therapists just to be that family member, to be that friend that we used to talk to. Remember when I got my gallbladder out a couple of years ago? Just coincidentally, I had a couple of friends in town, and we ended up talking a lot at the hospital, a couple of my good friends. And we agreed in both cases that we needed to do this more often, that we both enjoyed it so much, and it was so much different than the regular texting that we had been doing to stay in touch. Human beings need to talk to their friends and family about the things going on in their life. And it's just hugely helpful. I could easily believe that a lot of therapy is paying to have that friendship, that family member conversation. Anyway, agree or disagree, I'd be interested in your point of view on this and your experience. Text line 415-295-KFTC. 415-295-KFTC. Number of people got into the presidential race. We ought to at least hear their opening pitch at some point, maybe in hour three. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.